at least to those who listen to these two prominent candidates, it sends a policy statement that we are not interested in violence. That at that level, it serves some purpose, but it will not be a conclusive solution to the problem. I would suggest, apart from signing this, they need to go back to their political groups and emphasize this and put a structure that can ensure what they are saying is right. I mean, it's acceptable and it's complied with. And the other level of compliance where the issue, the overheating often takes place, is at the state level. The state governors must also have this kind of agreement in front of the prominent people of the state, and there should be watchdog in the whole process of seeing them implementing this, and let them be seen to be working together, and debates should be organized that bring them together from the national level to the state level up to the local level, so that arguments should really win. Because, I mean, it's not about fighting. Let the debate help to ventilate some of these issues and get people to engage with the debate process. And that will make it more of a process that is more civil than resorting to violence.
You are aware that a lot of these politicians have the notion that it's all or nothing. They have to win the election at all costs. Do you think that the signing of this agreement and what you are calling for at the local level would have any impact at all on these politicians who, some will say, are hell-bent in winning the election at all costs?
The issue is not only signing. The whole issue is that the governance process in most cases, in most states and sometimes in the country, is that even after winning election, the government runs as a party government rather than citizens' government. That we need to work beyond that. We need to assure the politicians need to assure people that it's not winner takes all, and some form of unity government need to be introduced, irrespective of who wins. From the national level to the state level, there should be some level of inclusiveness. Party inclusiveness in running the government of each of the states and at the national level, and there should be, party things should finish with politicking during election. After election, the government should be inclusive, and civil society, the media, and party structures should also be emphasizing this. And the more it is emphasized, the more it is mainstream, the more it might reduce the psyche of some of these people.
The Electoral Commission, INEC, has re-registered over 10 million prospective voters that will be participating in this election. What are your thoughts? Because some are suggesting that this is yet another plot to rig the election. What is your take?
The whole issue about this nation, one of my greatest challenges as an observer of what's happening, irrespective of the party, is that irrespective of whether opposition or government of the day, is some level of trust needs to be built with governance. Because a lot of times, even when people come with the best of intention, people write them off from the face value and begin to suspect. We need to at least the electoral body is trying to explain itself as to how far it's trying to be as honest as it can be. We should push for them to be better at what they are doing, and we should also have some level of trust in what they are doing, and we should participate in the process of checkmating wherever the gaps are. Some of these things are often tolerated by citizens at certain level, including opposition or party, whatever. Corruption is not in one line only. We all have to watch it as all citizens. If it becomes just INEC or government of the day or opposition, it doesn't solve the problem. The participation of citizens at all levels and inclusively is what is needed. I mean, this may be a ploy, but people can now wake up to that and watch how this is going to go and watch through the whole process. This is about process, not about incidents of election or incidents of corruption. Corruption is not a one-day design. It's sometimes designed for a long time and orchestrated. We need to engage the whole process, and I think civil society groups are actually now coming up, working with INEC to begin to make it more inclusive of even people with disability and all sorts of exclusion that were there. And the issue of close marking what is happening either way within the party structures and within INEC and everywhere, I think it's a responsibility of all citizens.